coffee. Yes, a cup of coffee would be good. Oh! Oh.
Is everything all right in there? Is everything okay?
Yes, yes, everything's fine. It's just, so much happens at once. It just seems like life is not what it should be sometimes. There's just so much pain, and when you think it's going to stop, it just keeps on going, and it's like a trail of dominoes. I just don't understand it. I don't understand why it has to keep going like this.
Mrs. Hollis, please, come over here and sit down. I'll make the coffee for you.
No, I'm fine. I cut my hand on the glass.
Please, Mrs. Hollis, let me help. Here now, have a seat right here. I'll take care of it. Here you go. Now let me get a wet towel for you to put on that cut. Here you are. Now give me your hand. I need to stop that bleeding. Yes, I think that did it. Does it feel okay?
Yes. Thank you, Detective Taylor. I never realized a detective could be so...
Of course. Now, just let me clean up this broken glass, and I'll get the coffee started. If you could just tell me where the dustpan is...
It's over there in the pantry.
Okay, thank you. Now, you just sit back and relax, and I'll get this mess cleaned up. Here we go. There we are. Now, while I'm making some coffee, maybe you could tell me a little bit more about your relationship with Bradley Weber.
Well, of course, if you think it would help with figuring out what happened to Will.
I think that knowing as much as possible about Will's friends might help.
Well, okay, what do you want to know?
Where did you meet Bradley?
I met him at a little coffee shop close to the campus. I worked there with his sister. She's my closest friend, and she introduced us. If you've ever been here before, you'll know the cafe. Do you know Corbin City very well?
No, I just drove in from Malden this morning. It's my first time ever to visit Corbin.
Oh. Well, I was just going to say that the cafe where I met Bradley is still where it was. Still looks exactly the same. Not a thing has changed. Even the customers are all the same. Oh, I'm sure there are newer and younger faces, but they're all still the same. All medical students getting together to study for a test over a late night coffee, or talk about an exam they had, or who did what in the dorm.
And Bradley was one of those medical students?
Well, yes, but he was the type of person that never wanted to study. He spent practically all of his free time out on the beach. He liked to surf and swim and fish and, well, anything else he could do to be in or on the water. You know, I would have never met him if it weren't for Millie. That's his sister's name, Millie Weber.
Oh?
Yes, he came into the cafe to see her one day, and she introduced us. And, well, I guess love at first sight really does happen. Bradley and I hit it off immediately, and not too long after we met, we started dating, and not too long after that, we planned to get married, right after he got out of school.
And why didn't it work out?
Well, the next year, Millie and her parents went to Florida on a vacation. Poor Bradley wanted to go so badly, but he was doing so poorly in school that his father wouldn't let him go. He made him stay here and take extra summer courses to catch up. And when they were on their way back from Florida, the plane crashed, and his father and mother were both killed.
Gosh.
Millie survived the crash, but was really badly hurt, and she became physically unable to take care of herself. But mentally, she's still very sharp. She's still as witty as ever.
Ah, there's the coffee. Oh, keep your seat. I'll get it.
Okay.
So, I guess in a way it was good that Bradley wasn't doing well in school and didn't get to go on that trip?
Yes, I suppose so.
What happened to Millie?
Well, she was put into a full care hospital about 10 miles out of town, heading out to Malden, actually, so you passed it on the way here.
Is that that place on the north side of the road, kind of up a hill with a big gate out at the street?
Yes, that's the place. They are wonderful there. They take such good care of Millie. I still go visit her every other week or so. She loves to visit and show all of her paintings. She is so talented. She can paint anything you want to look perfectly real. I missed my last visit with her because of Jonathan's accident. Just so many things have been going on.
Here's the coffee. Do you take sugar?
Yes, it's there in that canister. No cream for me, though.
All right. Was Bradley ever able to catch up and get back on track in school?
Bradley? Oh, no, he didn't ever finish school. He was so devastated after losing his parents and Millie in the condition that she was in. He just couldn't manage things. Jonathan, Kenneth, and Will all tried to help him, but he just couldn't do it. So the other three went on to become doctors without him.
Didn't he have any other family to turn to?
He had one uncle. He used to own a bank here in town. But he was pretty old, with no wife or children of his own, and he didn't act as if he wanted much to do with Bradley or Millie. I mean, he did communicate with Bradley quite often, because the uncle had taken charge of Bradley's father's bank account and was paying for Millie's medical needs and giving money, Bradley money as he needed it. Although he wouldn't allow Bradley to have all of the money that his father had left in the account, he didn't think Bradley was responsible enough. And maybe he was right.
So your relationship with Bradley just dissolved after his parents died?
Well, in a way, yes. He was so distraught that he started drinking a lot. And he became very angry, which is understandable, I guess, when a person has lost so much. But my father felt like Bradley had lost control, and he didn't like the idea of me marrying him. So he arranged for me to get a job at a publishing company in New York that a friend of his owned. He sent me up there to live with the family just to get me away from Bradley.
What happened then?
Well, we wrote to each other about once a month or so, and we talked on the phone occasionally. And then after 2 years had passed, my father sent a ticket for me to come home. I called Bradley and told him, and he seemed excited about it. He said he would arrange a party at the old cafe, and when I got back into town, I rushed to the cafe, and there were all of my old friends waiting for me. But Bradley wasn't there. Nobody knew where he was.
Really? That must have been hard for you.
Yes. Well, I tried to be as upbeat as possible. I knew that everyone else had come out just to see me. It was at the cafe that night that I met Jonathan. And we started talking a little, and after that I met with him pretty often, and then after some time passed, we started to really like each other. Until I got a letter from Bradley.
What had happened with Bradley?
In a nutshell, he had gone out to explore the world, as he said. I had been in town for 4 months when I got that letter from him. The postmark was from Columbia, and he told me that he had decided to live his life the way he wanted to live it, instead of trying to be a doctor like his parents had wanted him to be. He had met some people while he was traveling, and he had started working for them, on chartered fishing boats, of all things. He said that he was sorry for not seeing me before he left, and that he still loved me, and that he was going to come back for me when he had enough money for us to live a good life together.
So what did you do?
I was so confused. I felt like I loved Jonathan, but I also felt like I still loved Bradley, and I didn't know what to do about either of them. So I asked my father to send me back to New York so I could just have some time away to think about it. I just needed to get away from both of them.
And how did Jonathan handle that?
Well, he was very upset about my leaving, I guess. But he managed. I left, and he and I kept in touch. He wrote letters and sent cards and flowers. It was always something every week. I was gone for almost a year with something coming every single week from Jonathan, and I never heard anything else from Bradley. And then the week before Jonathan was going to graduate, he showed up on the front stoop in New York with a big bouquet of roses and a ring, and he asked me to marry him. And I said yes.
That's very romantic.
Yes, it was very romantic. Jonathan always was very charming, and he treated me well.
How long were you married?
It'll be 9 years next month. It would have been.
So you had almost 9 long, happy years together.
Well, things were wonderful for about 4 years, and then Bradley came back into town. His uncle had died and had left Bradley and Millie all of his money, which was quite a lot. It's funny how things happen, isn't it? I was walking down the street that day on my way to do some shopping, and I ran into Bradley. It felt like no time had passed at all since the last time I had seen him, and he took my arm and started talking to me as if he also felt like we were still back in the days when we had first met and loved each other so much.
And how did he respond when you told him you were married?
He acted very disappointed. He had a hard time understanding why I didn't wait for him. He accused me of never loving him. I tried to convince him that I had loved him and that if he hadn't left, I would have never married Jonathan, but he had left to go and explore the world on his own. He had left me behind.
How did Jonathan take it when Bradley came back?
He acted like he was okay with it. Although there were a couple of times that I could see that he must have felt jealous, I thought maybe it was more because of the fact that Jonathan had worked so hard to build up his lifestyle and place in society, and he had worked so many long hours to earn enough money for us to live the way he wanted us to live. And then Bradley came back and suddenly was the wealthiest man in town without having to do anything.
Yes, I could see how that would make a man feel a little jealous, maybe inferior.
I guess so. Maybe that's what did it.
Did what?
Well, after some time, Jonathan started to withdraw from everyone. I was really quite concerned about him, so I called Kenneth and talked to him about it.
And what did Kenneth say?
Kenneth thought that maybe Jonathan needed a little break, so he arranged for the guys to go out boating. He thought it would do Jonathan good. But it ended up... well, that was the trip when they had the fire.
They had a fire?
Yes, on the boat. Actually, that photo that you showed me earlier was taken the day before the fire. It was terrible. Bradley got stuck in the cabin of the boat, and Jonathan did everything he could to get him out, but couldn't manage to. Bradley escaped somehow, but he was very badly burned.
And what about the other two men? Did they not try to help?